Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Thursday, July 23rd, 2015, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, as usual. Beautiful, sunny Clearwater, Florida, except today I think the clouds are coming in. I think we're going to have a thunderstorm, but we'll see. I think we'll be fine. Today we're going to be talking about interior design, all the types of things that go into interior design. Yesterday we had a great show about furniture, wood furniture, but today we're going to talk about paint, carpets, curtains, everything that goes into a home. And my guest has her own, she's been doing interior design for a number of years. She'll tell us. Anyway, she's the managing partner and interior designer at Pine Street Natural Interiors in Sausalito, California. Her name is Rowena Finnegan, and she is a certified biologist, which it means that's the German word for building biology. So we're going to learn about that too, and how she applies her knowledge as a building biologist to interior design. Hi, Rowena.
Good morning, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here. What a great introduction.
While I was waiting to come on the show, the music and the various products that you're talking about, I've learned a few things while I've been waiting.
Oh, good. Well, I should say that I've known Rowena for many years. How many years have we known each other?
Well, must be 10 or 12 years since the beginning of the Green Movement when we all got started.
Yes, yes. So it's been quite a while. And, well, I think it's more than 15, actually.
Really?
Really, because I've been living here in Florida for 14 years, and we met when I was living in California.
Well, that's interesting. That's amazing. Well, yeah. Time flies when you're working at a high rate of knots.
So tell us your story about how you got interested in interior design and what made you make it be non-toxic.
Yes. Well, probably it all started when I moved to this country in 1982. I had been... I'd always been very interested in sewing. As a little girl, I started sewing at about 7 years old. And the school I went to boarding school, and we had to complete garments in the term. They had very high standards. And so I went into fashion design. That was where I started. And I learned all about mass production and couture. So I learned how to finish the inside of an item as well as the outside. It was very important to me. And also I learned with mass production how to move quickly so that you could get things done at a sensible pace. And then I moved to this country, and because I wasn't supposed to be working at all, because of immigration laws and all that sort of thing, I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I was working in the ski area in one of the ski stores, and I noticed that people were buying these beautiful, really expensive ski suits, and they didn't fit properly. So I offered my services as the alterations person, and every night I would collect the bags of suits and this and that needed to be altered, and I'd take them home. Work under my green visor in the corner while everyone else was having fun. And that moved into going around all the stores in the village and in the town of Jackson, and then it turned into the hotels. And then I found myself with a workroom. I moved out of my home for work, and I had a workroom. And that led from one thing to another, people wanting help with their homes, and they liked what I did. And then I had a fabric store as well, because I realized that fabric stores weren't very good in this country. And then we moved into, everyone started buying decorative fabrics, which means indoor, fabrics for the home.
Right.
And
right.
So I offered those, and it just went from strength to strength. And I ended up having a small design showroom in Jackson Hole, which became very, very busy. And so busy, it was very, very stressful. And it got to a point where it became became difficult to, I felt there wasn't a real purpose in what I was doing. It was just flat out pleasing people and doing a great job, but it wasn't good enough. So I sold the business and moved to Bozeman, Montana. And while I was in Bozeman, you know, for once I was sitting around not doing too much, and I was reading a magazine, and on the back of the magazine was an article, was a little advertisement for Balbiology. And mm-hmm. so I made the mistake of calling them, and Helmut Zier, who I'm sure you've met.
You made the mistake of calling them.
Yes, because he... He wouldn't let me go. Once I'd called, he'd be on the phone calling me back and saying, okay, when are you going to start? So I...
I need to tell you a little story about Helmut Zier. And I met him even earlier than when I met you, maybe 25 years ago.
Really?
Early, like when he first came here and was first doing biology in California. I met him at... a trade show or something. And then fast forward until, let's see, I moved here 14 years ago, probably 13 years ago, I was in a grocery store here in Florida. And we hadn't talked anything. We had that one meeting way all those years ago. And I was in a grocery store and I was reaching for a carton of eggs. And Helmut Zier was reaching for the same carton of eggs. And we kind of stepped back and looked at each other. And he said, Deborah!
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And that was that before his stroke?
Yes. He and Susanna and I and my husband, we started just having dinner and we became great friends. And,
oh, lovely.
And I got to spend a lot of time with him while he was still here with us.
Great person. Yes, that was lovely. Well, he talked me into it. So that's when I did my correspondence course, you're a biologist, aren't you?
I'm not certified, I've studied a lot of it.
Yes, so what you have to do, you have to do three seminars. So for my final seminar, my final exam, you're asked to do a presentation. So the house we were living in Bozeman was an old Victorian that had been moved from the city of Bozeman out into the farmland, and that's where we had it, and it had been renovated a lot. But... you have to map the stray electromagnetic fields and the mold and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't been sleeping well. I just didn't sleep well in that bedroom for some reason. And it had the usual, you know, how behind the bed you have the two electrical outlets, which is, doesn't make sense at all, but they were there. And then there was... a heating duct that went along to the top left corner of where I was sleeping, along the ceiling, and then there was a center light fixture. And when I tested all this with my instruments, I found that stray electromagnetic fields were raining down on where I sleep, on mm-hmm. my side of the bed. Mm-hmm. And these, as people probably don't know, these are floating around in the air if the electricals haven't been installed properly. And we had the old knob and tube wiring. And so this was all in the upstairs. So this was raining down on me, disrupting my sleep, causing just because what happens is stray electromagnetic fields will find the shortest route to the ground. So they'll go through your body and they disrupt your own, electromagnetic levels. I did that. I did the presentation. I was so absolutely taken by what I had learned in my course and the type of people I found myself working alongside, very generous-spirited people.
I need to interrupt you for a second. I'm sorry because I'm listening to you and I'm not watching the clock. We need to go to break because otherwise a commercial is just going to start playing right on top of all your lovely words. And I don't want to miss anything. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Rowena Finnegan, biologist, managing partner and interior designer of Pine Street Natural Interiors in Sausalito, California. And her website is pinestreetinteriors.com. And we'll learn more about Rowena when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rowena Finnegan. She's a biologist, interior designer, and she's at Pine Street Natural Interiors in Sausalito, California, pinestreetinteriors.com. Okay, so go on with your story.
Okay, well, we've nearly finished the story. Because I was so enthralled by everything I'd learned, I got one of those resounding messages that I needed to go back to interior design using my biology expertise, I suppose, by that time, and help people create healthy homes. It became a very important thing to me to show people that you can have a healthy home and using healthy materials, and it doesn't all have to be beige. So the whole idea was...
that's a big thing, that it doesn't all have to be beige. Because people think if it's natural and healthy and organic, it's all beige.
Yes, it's all beige and earthy and, you know, we're all growing grass on our roofs, which of course is great. But I decided to go back and I started again doing this. But I decided what I wanted to do was to create a store. So I created Ecoteric. I don't know if you remember that name, which, of course, comes from esoteric. That was the whole idea. And I think we wanted to talk now about what chemicals are in furniture and the type of things that I sell, and then how I propose to do something about it.
Let's go on and talk about that. Yes.
Because you know
a lot about what the toxic chemicals are, because you've looked at that in furniture, and then you're finding the safer alternatives, like you do exactly
That's right.
I do, except you do it specifically in interior design. And I want to say, I think, aren't you the only interior designer who is also a biologist? Because most people who study biology, don't they go into the structure of the home more than they go into the interior design materials?
I don't know, but I do know that we get calls. Ever since I started this, we get calls from all over the country from people who are really frustrated that they can't find this type of help.
Yeah.
So I know that there aren't many of. If maybe I am the only one, and it's funny because with the Institute, I've always said you're forgetting the words interior design. You talk about architects and builders, but forget about the designer. So now, what about Carol Kernan? Maybe there are. Well, anyway, all right. So I decided I wanted to open a little store called Ecoteric, and where people could come and pick up this stuff, look at it, and buy it, and so they could find out for themselves that it's great. And people would come into my store, and they would have a feeling. Well, they still do. They have this. They make a comment about the calmness of the space, and that's because of it's devoid of all the electrical fields, the toxins, and all that. So I'll just describe, shall I? I'll run down what we sell and what's wrong with it and how we've done something about it and what
Perfect.
We're doing to be able to offer. So the main thing, of course, is furniture. And people now are learning more about furniture because of, especially in California, the flame retardants are being phased out in California. These are very, very bad, very full of chemicals, and they are being phased out. But the trouble is, a lot of furniture comes from overseas, and for the rest of the country, the standards aren't the same. And a lot of the furniture that comes in from overseas still has flame retardants in it. And not only are we worried about flame retardants, what I find is happening, people call me and say, oh, do you sell furniture without flame retardants? And I say, yes. But I say, but that's only the beginning. That's the tip of the iceberg. People aren't understanding that there are many other chemicals in furniture that aren't to do with flame retardants.
Thank you. I am so glad that you said that, because I just want to say that this is not limited to furniture, that people, you know, companies will put on a label like it's BPA free, or, you know, they just focus on one aspect, one thing.
Yes.
And then people think that the whole thing is fine, when actually it isn't. There's probably a dozen at least other chemicals in there that you need to be concerned about, and that it's very unusual for people to be looking at the whole thing like you are and like I do, the whole product, and evaluating the whole product and all the chemicals, and not just one that's being used for advertising. And so we have things. I want to just take a minute to discuss this, because in California, this very interesting thing is happening where the law has been changed, and they've changed the way they evaluate the flammability requirements. And so then now people say, well, there's no flame retardants. And so we have things like places where you can replace your flame retardant foam with non-flame retardant foam, but it's still polyurethane foam.
Exactly. And
they don't understand this.
No, and this is such a big thing, and that's why I'm so grateful to you for inviting me on the show, and knowing that you have a lot of knowledge in this field as well. It's so frustrating. A lot of my customers are young parents with very young children, or they're expecting their first child, and they want to do the best thing, and they say, well, but that's okay, isn't it? I can go to such and such and buy my sofa. There are no flame retardants, so that's okay, isn't it? And I say, no, it's not. As you say, polyurethane foam is still full of toxic chemicals, which evaporate. They become VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and they collect in the dust and pollute the air. They add to the chemical soup in the indoor environment from all the other off-gassing that's going on. The glues and finishes that are used are normally toxic, and they cause severe reactions in sensitive people and animals. The dyes and finishes on the fabrics, they contain pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers when they're being grown. It's terrible. Chlorine bleach is toxic to us.
And I need to interrupt you again to go to break, but I want to just add to this list that people are so concerned about fire retardants, but they're not talking about stain repellent finishes at all, which evaporate formaldehyde. And we need to be looking at all of these things. And please, please, please do not think that a sofa or a bed or a chair or anything that's advertised as no flame retardants is safe, because it's not. It's just not. But we'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Robina Finnegan. She's at PineStreetInteriors.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Robina Finnegan. Robina, I want to make sure that I correct something that I said right before the break. I was trying to talk fast, and I said that if sofas are advertised as being no fire retardants, that you shouldn't buy them. But here's the caveat about this, and that is that of course you could advertise your sofas as no fire retardants because they have no fire retardants, and yours would be perfectly wonderful because you have considered all the other toxic chemicals and are using the safest materials you can possibly find. And I know this because I know you. And so you just want to, if you see a sofa, listeners, you want to buy a sofa, it says no fire retardants. What you need to do is look at the rest of the product. And no fire retardants doesn't mean it's safe through and through. You need to look at the rest of the sofa, evaluate the rest of the materials, and see where the toxic chemicals are. Or you could just, like, go to Rowena, and she'll just give you one that's correct.
Yes. Well, if you are in a store and you're, if you're in a store and you're looking at furniture and you ask the sales staff whether the furniture is non-toxic, apart from the no fire retardants, what about the rest of it? If they look at you blankly, that means you should walk away. Because
I agree.
That means they don't know what you're talking about and they don't really care. I'm sorry to say it, but excuse me. Quick glass of water.
Okay, I'll say something while you're so we don't have dead air here. You ready?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So as I say, if you get a blank stare, it means they don't know what you're talking about. It's almost safe to say, and I hate to have to say this, and I hope it's going to change as the years go by, but it's almost safe to say that if you go into a conventional store, you're going to find conventional materials.
Yes,
because people who sell safe, healthy furniture are going to make it loud and clear. They're going to tell you. They're going to make sure that you know that what they're selling is what you're looking for. So do know that if it looks all right, if it seems to smell all right to you, it doesn't necessarily mean it's okay at all.
No, I totally agree with you because people, this is what I found. I've been looking for toxic-free materials and products for over 30 years. And I can say without a doubt that there people who are actually producing those kinds of products are telling you. If you have to ask, it's probably not what you're looking for.
Exactly. I have a lot of people inquiring, and they've been doing their research. You know, these days, everyone can research online, and they do their research, and they send me a long list of, well, I found this, and I found that, and blah, blah, and all this.
I know. I get those same lists. What about this, and what about that? And
yes.
I don't mind, you know, getting those lists, because all I have to do is look at them for 2 minutes and see that it's not. It's not, I mean, anybody could go to your website. I'll give it again, pinestreetinteriors.com. Anyone could go to your website and tell in the first minute what you're selling and that it's toxic free and what they're looking for.
And that's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
I have to thank my fellow who did it for me. I think we thought it was never going to end. But anyway, we've done it and we're thrilled. But, you can even tell by the style of advertising, the style, the whole presentation will give you a lot of clues. And luckily for people like Deborah and me, we're so sensitive that our noses tell us the moment we walk in a place. When you become sensitized, it does you a favor in certain aspects because you can smell when there's something wrong. You can smell when you walk into a room. When you walk into a conventional mattress store, well, when I do, I'm nearly knocked over. I have to get out. I can't stay in there. So that leads us to beds and bedding as well. You know, you have to be very careful with what you're surrounding yourself with when you're sleeping. You don't want to be buying sheets that are perma-press, they've got a finish on them that makes them. Polyester sheets, they're full of chemicals. You know, and you're sleeping in those things. You're right next to it. You don't want to be sleeping on conventional mattresses because of the same thing. And I hope people aren't going to panic and run away with their hands in the air. But it's good to know these things and to gradually work towards improving the everything in your home so that you're healthy. Deborah? Hello?
Telling me that I'm here, so let's see what happened to Rowena.
I'm here.
Good.
All right. I don't know what happened.
Sometimes it turns out that it's just a technical thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of changing things, it does take time. When I first started, there were no stores like yours. I couldn't just walk into a store and say, well, here's the non-toxic store. And we still can't do that today. I would love, if any investors are listening, I would love to just create a store where people could walk in and buy everything that they need and it would all be non-toxic. And
well,
I would choose
plan.
All those products. Yeah, yeah. I would love to have that exist.
I would love to be able to, since we're on the subject, I think it's so, it really is a need now to have the same, we don't need to mention the names, but the stores where you go and buy all your furniture, towels, floor coverings, window coverings, we need those dotted around the countryside, which are all healthy. And that really is my plan, what I would love to do.
Yes.
So thank you, Deborah. Let's do it.
I would love to do it with you, Rowena. Okay, so now what we need is we need an investor.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so let's have one show up.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so what I wanted to say was that even today, most people aren't in the position where they could just empty their houses and refill them with everything non-toxic. And it does take, you just choose what it is that you do first and then just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. There's nothing toxic in my home, nothing toxic, but it was because I had the vision and the knowledge and knew where I was going. And I just kept changing one thing after another, after another,
after another.
And that's the way the process goes. Fortunately, you can go into a store like Rowena's. There are few and far between, but they do exist nowadays, and when you find somebody like Rowena at Pine Street Interiors, you can trust that she's going to give you the right thing. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rowena Finnegan from Pine Street Interiors. She's a biologist, and she's at pinestreetinteriors.com. Go look at her website and see how beautiful it is. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rowena Finnegan, biologist, that's a building biologist, and managing partner and interior designer of Pine Street Natural Interiors in Sausalito, California, pinestreetinteriors.com. So, Rowena, we're in the last segment, so doesn't it go by fast?
I know, doesn't it?
Yes. So I want to make sure that we don't go off on tangents here. I want to make sure that our listeners know all the breadth of things that you have to offer. So tell us more about the things that you're selling.
Yes. Okay. Well, in order to do healthy design, healthy interior design, of course, I had to set about finding all these products that I was going to be able to offer my people. Yes, you do a whole home, you need to be able to put healthy everything in there. So the first thing I did was to approach the company that I'd been buying furniture from for years. I loved his styles and designs, and I asked him if he would do an organic line with me, and he agreed right away. This was about 12 years ago now, 10 or 12 years ago. So he asked me to be the consultant, and I did all the research and provided the names of the companies that where he could buy the products, the healthy products to put in the furniture, and he stuck to it to the T. He has now created, between us, we created a technology called Inside Green Technology, which is completely devoid of chemicals. So you can safely buy anything from a sofa to an ottoman to an upholstered bed, the whole gamut of furniture can be bought toxic-free completely. But you have to know what you're asking for. All the glues and finishes are water-based, VOC-free. So everything is good. So that's the main thing.
Yeah.
That we offer. And then, of course, if you want a sleeper sofa, you don't buy this lovely, healthy furniture and then put in a nasty, toxic mattress. So we offer a sleeper sofa with a certified organic sleeper sofa mattress as well.
Well, I think that's the only one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I don't think they're available.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So we still, you've probably gathered that I have really, I'm very fussy, have very high standards.
Yes,
I'm also chemically sensitive, and it's important to me that people know that if they come, you know, as you say, you need to find someone you can trust. Once you trust them, you don't have to ask the questions anymore. Everything we sell has been thoroughly vetted. So wooden furniture is still a problem. It's very hard to find wooden furniture that is at the right price for the man in the street that doesn't have toxic chemicals.
Let me introduce you to Vermont Woods Studios. And,
yes.
And she was on, the founder was on yesterday, and she's got wood furniture, solid wood, made in Vermont, handmade. They'll custom make anything, and they've got non-toxic finishes.
Yes, I will contact them. I wish I had heard that, so I'll contact them and find out.
Well, now you can go back, go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and you can listen to yesterday's show or any other show that has been on. I have done like over 200 shows now, and they're all on the website.
Okay, lovely. I will. Thank you, actually. I could spend all my days listening to all that. Anyway, so obviously, if you're going to have a healthy home, you have to have healthy furniture. Everyone wants to put carpet in their bedrooms. It's not the best idea, but I understand it. So if you're going to put carpet in your bedroom, you have to be very careful. Just because it's wool doesn't mean it's non-toxic. Wool carpets still have very nasty finishes on them, nasty backing, full of toxins that I'm talking about conventional. However, there are companies, there's one in particular whose name, may I mention his name?
Sure.
Because he's so great. It's Earthweave was one of the originals. And he's still
he's been interviewed on the show too.
Oh, has he? Good. Yes, he's very, very good, very fussy. So we sell his carpet as a production line wool carpet, and we're very, very pleased with it. It's sensible price, and it's very good. Apart from those, we have rug companies that I've been who use anything from nettle, hemp, linen, silk wool, various different companies. The only organic rug company in the world called Organic Weave. We sell those, Ecofiber, some good companies. Window coverings, you have to be very careful of those, because if you use a conventional window blind or sun shading or blackout curtain, you're heating up chemicals which then come floating into your room, and they're intoxicating. You know, PVC, formaldehyde, flame retardants, chlorine bleach, all that is coming into your room. So we offer earthshade window coverings, which are free of all those things. They have various different types. They have lovely grass shades, reed shades, blackout even now, and sun
shading.
Because
people ask for that.
Yes, and they do the best you can find in a blackout shade is by Earthshade, and we sell their product. Mini blinds, he's brought out an unfinished, uncoated, recycled aluminum mini blind, which is very well priced. We have Green Guard certified wood Venetian blinds and shutters, which you just can't find. So we do all that. We also, of course, have custom everything. If you can't find what you want, we can do non-toxic, eco-friendly, custom, anything you like, from furniture to window coverings, bed coverings, everything. And another important aspect of my business, to me, is education, is holding people's hands and helping them learn, not to be afraid. Some people get very frightened when they hear this, and so I feel it's a big part of my job to help them go through this process of changing their homes. Tell you one major thing, and I'm sure you agree with this, Deborah, is to get rid of stuff. Don't just replace it.
Yes.
A lot of the stuff doesn't even need to be replaced. Just get rid of it.
Yes, yes. That is, I think the whole idea of simplifying our lives and getting down to what's essentially needed for you as a being is so important, because we just have too much stuff. And I think that all goes hand in hand with reducing our toxics, is just to reduce overconsumption. And yes. And I know that every few years I just go through my house and I remove more and I remove more yes. and I remove
Isn't
more.
Lovely.
And it's beautiful. It's great. Wonderful. And yes. then if you only have a limited list of things that you need to have around you, they can be more beautiful and they can be less toxic.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
it's not like you have to buy a whole bunch of new things because
yes.
your list of what you need is smaller. And I just think that I'm so glad you mentioned that because it really is about being thoughtful about each item in your home
yes.
and understanding it and knowing what's in it and knowing that it's safe and healthy and supportive to your body and your life and
yes.
your well-being. And anything that somebody would buy from you fits that description.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I think that's such an important thing. And you made another important point. However hard I try, I've really tried hard to find products that are affordable, and a lot of them are, you know, the same price, if we're talking apples for apples, as they would be for a conventional. But sometimes they are a little bit more expensive, and as
yeah.
Deborah said, the point is, you don't need it. How many pairs of sheets do you need? We have washing machines. You know, you don't need all these things.
Well, I'll tell you, how many pairs of sheets do I have? I have probably 6 or 8. And the reason that I do is because cotton sheets do wear out. And
yes.
so when I can buy them on sale, I buy them on sale. And I always make sure that I have cotton sheets so that I never run out. That if I've probably gone through, in 30 years, probably worn out 10 sets of sheets.
Yes, yes. And if you don't mind my just slotting in a word there, organic cotton sheets.
Yes.
They have to be organic.
Yeah.
Yes. And a lot of people are thrilled with themselves because they finally decided everything needs to be natural. Trouble is, natural isn't necessarily good. Cotton, conventional cotton, is absolutely covered in herbicides, pesticides, and toxins. And so, and again, as we said, don't buy, iron-free. You need, meaning you don't need to iron them, non-iron.
Right.
Make sure you're buying the best you can get, but it has to be organic. Don't go out and buy super-duper quality cotton sheets that aren't organic because you're still going to be surrounded by the wrong things.
Well, Rowena, we only have less than a minute now, 45 seconds. So is there any closing thing you'd like to say?
Not really. I think the main thing is to breathe deeply. Don't be fearful. Make a list and gradually work through your home and replace everything. And don't forget to replace those cleaning products under your sink. Make sure that everything you're using is non-toxic. Those need to be the first to go. Make sure you throw them out in the right place, too. Yes.
I agree. Thank you so much, Rowena. There's so much that we could talk about. I'm sure that I'd love to have you on again. And so, everybody, remember you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and listen to any of the shows in the past. And I know Rowena's going to go listen to yesterday's show about wood furniture. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Tad. Be well.